Good evening. This is Shabashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi returned to Delhi on Saturday afternoon after concluding his two-day state visit to Bhutan. In a special gesture, King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, accompanied by Bhutan Prime Minister, accorded a warm send-off to Mr. Modi at the airport. In a social media post, PM Modi said he is honored by the special gesture by the King of Bhutan. He termed his Bhutan visit as very special. He added that their talks will add even more vigor to the India-Bhutan friendship. He also thanked the people of Bhutan for their warmth and hospitality, saying that India will always be a reliable friend and partner for Bhutan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar on Saturday termed China's claim on Arunachal Pradesh as ludicrous. He asserted that Arunachal Pradesh is part of India and not because some other country says it is part of India. Speaking at an event in the Institute of South Asian Studies in Singapore, Dr. Jaishankar said India has been clear and consistent on the matter. He said this is not a new issue and China has laid claims earlier also and has expanded its claims. On the rise of India and China, the External Affairs Minister said the challenge is to find a sustainable equilibrium between the two rising powers who also happen to be neighbors and who have a history and population which sets them apart from the rest of the world. The state unit of the Nationalist People's Party, NPP, on Saturday announced its first list of 29 candidates for the assembly polls scheduled for 19th April. The list of candidates includes 3 sitting MLAs, 1 former minister and 3 former MLAs. The president of NPP state unit, Thangwang Wangham, will contest from Longding Pumau constituency. Former Minister Japu Deru will seek election from Bomdila constituency, while ex-MLA Tani Lufa and Dikto Yekar will contest from Sepa West and Dapurijo constituency, respectively. Other significant candidates include sitting MLA Kari Khokri, who will seek re-election from Deju constituency, and sitting MLA Gokar Basa, contesting again from Basa. Dorji Wangdi Kerma, a sitting BJP MLA from Kalaktang constituency who was denied the ticket, will contest as an NPP nominee. While the BJP has named its candidates for all the assembly seats, the Congress has declared 34 candidates so far. The NCP 17 and the Regional People's Party of Arunachal PPI has announced 2 candidates. A comprehensive briefing session for micro observers for the upcoming elections was conducted at JPC Hall UPI on Saturday. Bengia Yeka, PD cum nodal officer to observer, explained the role of micro observers and stressed on the importance of timely reporting to the general observer on polling day. Quote, micro observers play a crucial role in ensuring the integrity and transparency of elections, unquote, she said, while urging them to observe the election process at polling stations and report any irregularities or violations of the model code of conduct. Dr. Dana Unna, the nodal officer of the training cell, discussed vulnerabilities, critical polling stations and the implementation of advanced technology like webcasting at key polling stations. Further, micro-observers were also reminded to utilize postal ballot facilities. After 34 days of abduction, the Changlang police recovered 3 abductees somewhere around the general area Long V under Nampong Circle. On February 19, Changlang police received a written FIR from one Sibu Pradhan, a resident of Lido in Assam's Tinsukia district, stating that on February 18 at around 1:30 a.m., some unknown miscreants kidnapped his 2 workers, namely Lekhak Vora and Chandan Nursery. During the course of investigation, it was found that 1 more person, namely Gyanthapa, was also abducted along with the duo. On March 22, 2024, information was received from a source that the 3 abductees were released. Subsequently, after a search of more than 15 hours, all 3 abductees were found in an exhausted and dehydrated state in the jungle area. Following further investigation in the case related to the arrest of 3 burglars, Nahalung police has recovered 4 laptops, 8 LPG cylinders, 16 local ornaments and gold jewellery worth lakhs of rupees from their possession. Earlier, police recovered 10 stolen LPG cylinders, gold and silver jewellery worth lakhs of rupees, besides a laptop, a mobile handset and a TV from their possession. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.